Oh, hey, yo. Oi. That's what we say in England. Oi. Welcome to the next episode, but I'm still on the same day as the one the previous I recorded. I'm still sitting on the same chair. It's a swiveling chair, which I bought from a charity shop for about £2. Those days. So, oh, right, okay, let's introduce. I am Dio Dare, and this is possibly 33 exit 33, or we can just say exit 33, exit 33, exit. It's just welcome to the exit, baby. This is how we rock and roll. Okay, so I'm Dio Dare, and this is exit 33, and I am broadcasting my little show about what I think about the world and myself, sometimes up and sometimes down. I guess I could have just changed it, sometimes up and sometimes down. And I'm still looking at the beautiful woodlands, which has just created a Faulkness. I'm not trying to be clever. I'm just in these days. I'm enjoying the rhythm of the words a lot more than I used to be. So that's all about it, really. I think in the last episode, I stopped talking or carrying on the conversation at the point when I was talking about. It was around 2.5 years ago, I cleared out my house. I did a house clearing on my own, in my own terms, on my own terms. And the goal wasn't going minimal, which I kind of really, really love to live minimally and live in a minimal place. Everything becomes minimal. That is, I guess that is kind of my ultimate dream, but I don't know if my personality, how is that going to adjust with it? Also, to be able to go minimal, I super need the I still have the desire for these large matching, quite bright colored cupboards or places like storage places, which is also very affectionately useful to live in an everyday living life and in living spaces. But my intention just about 2.5 years ago, it was different. Okay, shall I tell you the whole story? Yeah, man, you are in a treat now. This is a dark story. Do you really want to hear it? I'm just warning from advance. Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna shortcut the dark side of it, and with the hope that we're just going to see the brightness of it, because I am the brightness is talking with you. 2.5 years ago, I woke up with a very dark, in a very dark place for whatever reasons, and I found myself on the verge of either going to go just and get out of this world, or I'm going to figure it out and have to make things work. And getting to a point that I stabilize, consistently stabilize my life and my emotional and mental well-being. I mean, it's just like when you talk in this way, it sounds as if like I wasn't mentally capable. I was completely mentally capable of things. It's just the world plays out different than how your emotions or how your capability and skill set it has been developed so far up until that point. Because we develop different skill sets during our life to achieve different things. So it wasn't, it's just about the what you want to play and what you want to get good at. If you have to run away from something, then you get a lot better of running away from something that instead of getting into places or making the place look more vibrant and happier and just things like that. It's just like a different time scale on a timeline in your map. And what I believe is we can learn all these different skills, but it depends on where we are. So in 2.5 years ago, I decided that I have to choose one way or the other. So either I was going to start learning the language. I mean that's just kind of an incredible sounding thing. Even though I've been living in the UK for about 10 years, not until 2.5 years ago, I was properly having deep and two ways, legit understanding conversations with people because I wasn't reading. I wasn't reading enough, and reading is really essential part of things. It's also when the brain is in a state of, what was it, like a survival or just it's more a restricted state, because the brain needs to be really calm and relaxed to see wide. I think that is also a skill to be learned about how to control the emotions, how to divert the emotions, how to be in a state that the calmness and the stability, which gives a wider look and probability of making better analysis, assessments and decisions. Because this is what life is all about. It's about making analysis, good assessments and decisions and executing them one after the other, which I don't like the word execution, but I kind of like it when I say it in execution, but I don't like it when people said execute it. It's like, dude, there's so many other things for me to do until I come to a point I'll execute it. It just sounds like there's this guys on the internet, they're just like, oh, I'm showing you the 5 steps to do that and I'm going to hold your hand up until you do it. No, just that's really freaky. I really don't want anybody that I don't know to hold my hand through a process, whatever the reason is. You can call me that I'm really defensive and I have all the rights in the world to be defensive in that way. I mean, I will just allow you because I'm really calm in my mind about those things. I might allow you just to touch my arm and give a little bit of a, like, and pass it your intentions through that touch, because we're just so, as a human beings, we get these things in the underlying levels. It's the move of the eyelid. It's the gentle touch of the fingertips when it touches. It's just how much pressure your fingertips are applying. What kind of warmth did I get from you? It's just all these little, very like minuscule things that we think we don't read, that we actually read. It helps us to assess the situation, right? Right. So we're just about in our 9th minute, and I know that you are wanting to hear more. At least I'm wanting to tell you more if you're wanting to hear more. So it's 2.5 years ago, I came to a point like, oh my God, I don't get what people are talking. It's like we had a dinner, we had a food. I invited 8 people in my house, and I just recently moved into the house that time. So this is about 3 years then. It was around October and November. Yes, 3 years ago. And no, it can't be in November. So it's just around these times, 3 years ago. Bang on. Good. So I had some food with friends, and then I realized on the next day, like most of them, no judgment, like not all of them, but most of them had a kind of a stable life, and they had their own house, they had their own shit sorted, and I go, well, and all most of them. Of course, everybody goes through really hard times, and life is about overcoming the struggles. But there are different types of struggles, and there are like some basic ones. And I thought that I wasn't really getting the grips of the basic ones, and I just didn't understand what the conversation, how the conversation was evolving at all. So I, and it was kind of a couple of weeks before that, a friend of mine actually asked me, thanks, my French chick. She's amazing. She's just such an artist in her own soul and such a good eye critic. And she rescued one of my paintings a couple of years ago when I was throwing into the skip, and it was quite a large one. She still owns it. I was like, fuck, man, that's good. I'm so grateful that she rescued that. And I was just going through some photos and from the 2015 on my 5 terabyte hard drive, just to see some photography I did from that time on the street when I was just walking around the streets for nearly almost every night, about a year and a half, 2 years. Bang on, man. There are some shots that they're all, most of them haven't been processed. They're just all waiting. But yeah, so I saw my exhibition, I think it was from the date 2000. God, dates are, I think it was, the exhibition was from 2012, 2011, 2013, those dates. And I saw some of the pieces. Like the camera I took was like, the light wasn't good enough. It was, and I was just like this. That was my first solo exhibition. So I wasn't really, I didn't know, I didn't have a mentor, I didn't know what to do. And from that time, I didn't even have a laptop. I didn't have a phone or a phone number. I think it was just like I got a phone. It was really basic phone with no internet access. I could just, yeah. And I, yeah, it was, I'm not, that was about, and I was married and all the money went to my ex-husband's account. It was just really interesting times and mental to play with and emotional to play with. So, and I took photos of my, some of them, not even all of them. And I was going through it last night and I thought, fuck, man, these work. I mean, all of them went to skip. I have photos, but all of them went to skip. Except one, which my friend has it from that group. And there's another one I literally, I think there's kind of like the, it belongs to a museum kind of painting. And I gave that, if you're listening to man, give it back to me. Give it back to me, please. And I know that your surname, you have some kind of a connection with Russia. I'll describe it. I'll describe this, and I'm going to go back to at the time that when I cleared my house out. So at that time, my ex was growing, well, practically, I think I was growing, if you consider it in that way. But this has been a long time ago. Growing weed and have a weed farmhouse, and the place that I live is not that weed is growing weed or consuming this is illegal. And he did have a workshop where we store our work stuff. So we had a, I'm not even getting into those deep stuff that happened. Well, that's a lifestyle of life of experience. This is why when I see somebody's, this is why the wrongs and the rights just get so mixed up. When you have to do stuff, you just have to do stuff. But at a point, it comes that you just have to decide that you don't have to do that stuff anymore because you have a different kind of look to the life, because you're a better person, because you're connected better with yourself, or you have the desire to connect better with yourself and with the world because of... It's not about that it's just something is good or bad. It's about because about our beliefs and the people gathers around when you say it in it like when you consider it just not to do things, and people get around becomes that sort of people, and it becomes really, that's not what you want. What you want is, even that's the same stuff is happening, that should happen around the people with all the good intentions and the good spreadings and the sharing. So it just becomes a lot more the feeling of the goodness. And I mean, the feeling of the goodness, it just means that this is nice. It's a lot more complex than that, but we can just simplify it in that sense. So one of my paintings, someone had called this underground gardens, water gardens, but it's like the flowers are flying or moving around, just dancing. They are in orchestrated dance moves and colors are bubbling. It was just so incredible. So we got raided. The workshop got raided and only the small plants were in there. And these guys, I mean, I'm just saying small, but they're still, there's like an unflowering, it's on the vegetation stage and just about to put on the flowerings because we got to move them to the other place. They were on this, yeah, it's complex. Just get in there. This Asian, sorry guys, raided. They broke into the whole thing because we had a all-nighter party just a couple days before, and that's, I know that's how people sometimes don't think, guys, don't judge. It's a different expectation from life, isn't it? It's a different focus point, and that is the focus point of that time was different, and the dynamics of the relationship was different. So I can't really, so the clarity for things, and I love the clarity I have now. I love the clarity I have when I look out my window. I love the clarity I have when I enter my studio, and I love the clarity I have now about why I'm living a life like this, because this is my personality, and any time that I try to change it, it just doesn't work. So this is just kind of a getting into an accepting point of yourself so you can move forward. Otherwise, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just the same kind of skipping from one stone to the other, but not vertically or not diagonally passing across that river, but just like a flowing the same direction, but just trying to find the way to cross the riverbed. So when we got raided, this guy, actually he had the CCTV, and he called us in the middle of the night and said, look, this is what happened, as everywhere is full of plants, the police will be coming, do you want to come and clear your shit out? So this is what we did. Very early morning in the dark, we just covered our faces, get everything in the van, and took them out, get back home, cut like a 30 grand worth of weed at that time, because you don't think, and drive them out and bury them and get rid of things. So this is just what happened, and it happened really fast. So I gave that painting to this guy. I think his name, I'm not telling his name, and I want it back. If you have it, if you hear me, and you know the story, you know who you are, and you have my name and my previous surname on that painting, and I want that painting back, if you could give it back to me. I mean, I said that you are an amazing person. So thanks for what you did anyway, previously. So let's move on. Mike. So we're just about to enter the 20 minutes, and I'm going to briefly carry on talking about why I got rid of everything. So I woke up one morning and just like looking around, there's all these mismatched things. Ah, my home is still a mismatch, but it's just a little bit better. And I went to the upstairs and look at my clothes, and I put a camera, and I start crying first. And I thought that, like, I'm not just going to go and create a live funeral for myself, to put myself in the ground just today, even though it feels really hard and heavy. I mean, it will be suffocating in the ground, and I'll think about, oh, what the fuck am I doing? So instead, just doing it live, I thought I might just try it again. So, and I decided to get rid of everything that I don't like and which doesn't resonate with me or which gives me thrills. So that includes the clothes and the furniture, the things that just like looks like they're functional, but I don't really feel it. I don't really get a nice feeling out of it. I don't really feel like I'm relaxing to it. I don't, or when I wear it, it just makes me look like I'm a chav. And the only thing I'm interested in is just putting some long eyelashes and drawing my eyebrows. Or I've just gave up everything and I smoked 24/7 weed and shouted at people passing by. So I'm neither. I have a brain. That's what I thought at the time, at least. And I thought I can just make it work, because it's all about the feelings, especially if you're an artist. It's just so much about the feelings and the energy, that the memories. When you look at an object, it's all full of memories. The memories of your reasons, the memories of the places, the memories of people who was interact with that object, the memories of your desires for the future, or your self-pity from the past, or something just happened in that time that you don't feel good, or just the opposite way around. Anytime you look at it, you remember how lucky you were, and the sparks, and you remember the fireworks or the night of first kiss. So I decided to go through everything in my house, and I filmed it. I filmed most of it, and this process includes me just standing in front of a camera and talking my guts out. And it includes me crying, it includes me begging, includes me praying, it just includes me going through things and getting angry and becoming calm and finding my peace, or a little bit glimpses of the hopes from here and there. And then starting my meditation journey, starting my long walk journey, starting my more accepting about my personality, accepting about my delicacy. You know, I think when people are delicate this amount, this much, and you start hitting on the places, you just become really defensive naturally. But the defensiveness is defending yourself from your own self, really. So that was kind of a start of that journey at that time. And I thought that, what are the things that I don't really get? Like, what is it that my life has just feels so heavy that I can't move, or I can't see, so it's a bit foggy? What is that? What is the first wind which is going to start to blow the fogs out of my way so I can start seeing the traffic lights in front of me? Instead of just diving across a head front and in 100 miles an hour on my bike with no helmet. So you kind of got to start from somewhere to blow the wind out. So I thought of starting at just like a clearing the things out in my house, which doesn't give me any kind of good and nice reverberations. And during that time, yeah, I filmed myself. I filmed the piles in front of my house. I sold my car that time. I got rid of almost nearly all my clothes. My wardrobe became like there is only 2-3 things. And they were all for practical reasons, because you kind of need to dress yourself just not to go naked outside. I mean, I would mind, I think. I think it's just a clothing is a good part of human invention. It cuts off so many sexual thinkings or the comparisons I'm thinking, but it's also so much debatable in that sense. But I like clothing, so I thought it was just I don't have to go go chic rap. Yeah. I'm just taking some time to breathe, to ride a conversation towards a direction that I can get you a compound, get you to compounds in more brickling way. Brickling means making things like bricks. Right. So that was, yeah, I think through that getting rid of, giving away stage, and I looked at the furniture, there were broken things and half of things, and I end up with almost an empty house. I mean, you know, at that time I didn't get rid of the bed and the mattress and things like that, but that came afterwards, even though I got a new, I mean, just like, that's kind of, if you're going to get rid of it, you might as well get rid of that. But I thought you just need to sort something out to sit on or sleep on. So when I got rid of everything, I start sitting on the floor, and I think I left one sofa type of things, maybe. And one table, so I can work and on it or sit on it. It's just, you need a table and something to sit on and a sleep on, and a couple of plates and mugs. And how did it feel? It's like during the getting rid of process, just like holding it in your hand, you just know. When you look at it, you know a thing. When I stop questioning about, is this useful, is it not useful, and I just look at the thing, do I really want thing in my life? I mean, it's not about like, what am I going to do with this? Or it's not about that, how does it fit with my life? I look at it and I said, do I really want thing in my life? Okay, there's just a good part and it, and I get why some people don't really want me to be in their clubs, because I have a really edgy side. Because I see more than they do, and I hear more than they do. I'm just like, and I'm on the process of learning and converting my own way of interacting with people. Just because I get it in a deeper level doesn't mean that they don't get it. They just know better than I do about human relationships. Because they're eliminating people to get where they want to get. And I don't think that's real artistry. I mean, it is artistry in its own human relationships form. But this is not why I am here. That is not my message. So when you are clearing your house out, I mean, I can say that's one of the best things to do, to start from a level that you are happy with. Don't be afraid of not having enough things, because things come so easy. But are they the things that you like to have, include in your life, you like to live and see every day in and out? I mean, I'm not talking about these cables and things like, because I threw a cable away. I cleared my cable box out. And then now I'm like, I need all the cables gave away. So I think there's some things about the cables and some about socks. They're going to hold and carry their mysticism forever. And I understand it, I just put it aside, and it's the cable on the socks corner, and I don't know what happens to them and how that works in its own life cycle. But what I tell you about the other things, like if you put the technology things aside, you don't need much. And clearing that energy, or clearing that form, that object is turned into your life, because that object is not the object that it represents. because it belongs to a certain situation and it belongs to a kind of a relationship with you. So clearing that out is enormously emotionally rewarding. It can set you zero. So it's not going to set you free from yourself, because we can only get be free from ourselves in that sense. We are not in the slavery anymore, even though the normal life is just looks like a form of slavery. Because individual, even though all these platforms seems like they're encouraging individual opinions and outputs, it's actually working the opposite way around. They're putting most people into the same form and saying, like, we want this from you and could you provide that for me? That is a way. That's not my way. Because we can do better, and we will do, and we are doing better. This is what we are doing. Yay, yo. So it's all about entertainment. Let's entertain ourselves. It's all about entertaining ourselves and being in a state that our mind is free to expand, free to move from right to the left and backwards. It's the rhythm of the life. How I did it, it was a bit extreme, but I live my life through extremes, because I just get, you know, there's some people say they got inspired and this, it's not an inspiration, it's almost like being controlled. If you're in there and if you know how you can be controlled by, and you know how amazing that is, and that feeling and that knowing is so addictive because it's so big. Everything is bigger, and it's all about synchronicity. And to be able to get into that synchronicity, we need to clear ourselves and give a direct focus on what we want to produce. It's not about where we want to go. It's about what we want to produce. What is it that we want to produce? Now we're changing the conversation when we leave things off. I don't need this mug because someone gave it to me as a present 2 years ago, and I'm feeling kind of obliged to keep it, but I've never liked that person anyway. Oh, maybe I did, but now I don't. Do I have to keep remembering the person? Or that day? Well, what it does is it just like it amplifies what we are, instead of our surrounding is shaping us. Of course, we've got to kind of shape ourselves, because I mean, can you imagine anybody is just like having a normal conversation with me at the outside world? It ain't gonna happen, baby. I've tried it at the uni, I've tried it at the muscle, I've just tried it at the factories, I've tried it in managing, I've just tried it. It's just not that. Everybody is different. You just kind of have to hug yourself and find who yourself and find your expressing point. So that's how I did. I start piling things out. I wore the clothes and I looked in the mirror and I asked myself, is this me? What am I saying with these clothes? Is this really me? I'm simple. I love simple things. I love baggy things and I love simple things. I'm so hot and I'm so fit. But I wasn't 3 years ago when I looked at, when I record myself. I wasn't fit. I wasn't hot. And actually, So how that time changed my life. So I got rid of almost everything in my house, including my clothes and the furniture. And I start doing a short, what's his name, dude, meditations and a bit of fasting. And that is kind of like the start of a one type of journey. I'm not doing that, the fastings now, but sometimes I dip into the intermittent fasting, which I say it's one of the best things to face with your own mind. It's what we have, dude. We don't have anything else. We have our own mind, which we look at things, we feel, and we analyze our own feelings with our own mind. We visualize the world we're living in, and we act according to. We strategize according to. We look at people, get clues, and draw a kind of a type of a personality trait or a map that where we might go with those people, if we fit it or not. It's what we have, our mind. So my home has drastically changed as well as my life that time. But maybe I'll dip into those another time, right? Yeah, I think. Let's check. It's 36 minutes. I'm just going to cut it long here. So I'm Dio Dare, and I believe this is exit 33 or 33 exit. One day I will decide. Yeah, shall we say exit 33? I kind of think that exit 33. 33. You know, in Turkish, I'm just cutting it off, but in Turkish, we don't have the sound th or w, a. So we use the sound of t for the, and sound of v for we. And that's very, very confusing for the native speakers and for the Turkish speakers. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Keep yourself, look after yourself, hug yourself. You have what you have. You are what you need. Oh, just before that, what did I do? I cleared my things out. I start reading. 3 years ago, around this time, I start reading, because then just about a month before my decision of changing my life, myself, not my life, my look, the things I did. About a month ago, a friend of mine came, love you, French girl, and she asked me a very underlying question. She said, do you read? Very instinctively, I responded and said, yeah, of course I read. Oh, yeah, what the fuck? And she gave me the book she's just finished. And I was just like, oh my God, I don't think I can read. It's the conception and the idea of myself as a reader. But when the reality hits, I wasn't. So I start reading. I think the first book I got from that time was Narnia. I think it was a pretty cool book. I'm not quite sure if I read Harry Potter's. Maybe I should. So be easy to yourself. And I love you, and it's Dio Dare. I am Dudess, your dude. Or Dudess. Dudess says rule. Love you. All equal. Cool.